105 WTGR.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, April 13th edition of Community Ties, a program that airs Monday through Friday following the 11 a.m. news to keep you up to date on what's going on around the community. Hope if you don't already that you join us every day as we talk to nonprofit organizations. We talk about special events that are coming up, talk to elected officials, including we've got the commissioners in on Friday. They will be our guests as they normally are on the third Friday of every month. And tomorrow, Abby Greestorn from Dark County Health Department. We're just talking about the boosters, the second boosters that are available. She'll be talking more about that and a lot more tomorrow. Just seems to be working out that way here the last couple of months that we have back-to-back days. Well, last week we had back-to-back days that we were talking about the primary election and things like that coming up. And now we've got back-to-back days where we're talking about health. So for whatever that's worth. And today, Nicole Kaler, who's the Director of Nutrition and Volunteer Services, Pastoral Care, Manager of the Essential Drip Cafe. You do all of that?
I do.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
That sounds like reading all that. Sounds like you have a lot of responsibilities that probably keeps you rather busy, right?
I do. It's a lot of fun, though. I love working at the hospital and with all of the staff, so it's a pleasure.
And certainly we'll get into, I know you're going to cover one of the decades, everybody who is a guest. And by the way, Wayne Healthcare, they are a representative of Wayne Healthcare, is here the second Wednesday of every month. So that's been the case since the start of the year, and we'll continue through the end of the year. And it's great we get to talk to so many people who are important parts of Wayne Healthcare, and cover a decade as well. I'm somebody's here, but I'm just curious as to what you like. I like to ask what people do. I mean, what their job titles mean, what their main responsibilities are. So I'm curious as to what some of your main responsibilities are with Wayne Healthcare.
Sure. So I am primarily responsible for nutrition services. We make sure that we feed the patients first and foremost. That's the main importance of that position, but also we are responsible for the cafeteria and making sure we're feeding the employees who are going back in and taking care of everyone's loved ones. So that's nutrition services. The coffee shop's pretty self-explanatory. We have to keep everybody caffeinated and running around. So that is great. And what we do at the Essential Drip is we partner with Beans Bakery, we partner with Coffee Pot, and also Broombaz. So that way we're bringing some of the community into the hospital for, you know, everybody that's on staff. They get a chance to have those goodies and experience some of Dark County within the hospital itself, because that's really essentially what Wayne Healthcare is all about, is giving back to the community and being here for them. And then, of course, volunteer services, and they provide just enormous amounts of hours of service for free, essentially. I mean, we do a recognition actually at the end of this month, and Volunteer Week falls into this month. So I'm really excited to be here today to talk about that as well. But, you know, really just maintaining and making sure that we have volunteers in all the different areas of the hospital to provide just essential service for free.
And those, I think, are a number of ways that hospitals, healthcare facilities have improved over the years. Obviously, nutrition, making sure that, as you mentioned, not just the patients, but also the employees of a hospital and so forth, healthcare facility, are eating properly and have nutrition. Because, I mean, it is a type of job where you're running all over the place. You may be working, you know, extra long shifts or late night, overnight shifts, right? Things like that. So it's important to have the energy and the nutrition that you need, because certainly you have to take care of yourself, otherwise you're not going to be able to take very good care of the patients, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so I like that, and that you're involving businesses like Coffee Pot and things like that, so it's not just like a, you know, it's not a little generic, you know, place where somebody makes a pot of coffee and that's all there is to it. I think that's cool. There's so much more to it than
that.
Yeah,
and it's really good coffee. It's Winans Coffee. So, again, we try to just bring in all the different local aspects and, you know, provide, and we're open to the public, just, you know, throw in that pitch as well. But, you know, you can come in, you know, off the street if you're on that end of town, grab a cup of coffee or, you know, a cinnamon roll from Beans, or, you know, the baked French toast is very popular at the hospital from Coffee Pot.
Those cinnamon rolls from Beans. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
Yes, they are. That's a good word for it. Yes. Very dangerous. That's for sure. I know you mentioned an event coming up in May. We'll talk. You want to talk about that later?
Talk about the event for May. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know you want to get to it.
Yes,
it is very
sure.
important. But also, I know one of the things you wanted to talk about, I mentioned how everybody who's in here from Wayne Healthcare kind of recaps a decade in the history of the hospital, and it looks like you have the early 40s to the early 50s basically to cover today, right?
Yeah. So, you know, just something that stuck out to me that was really interesting, that from 1940 to 1969, we had all women at the helm of the hospital. So I think that's super significant, especially for that decade. And some of the ladies that were in charge were Christine Evans, Grace Barber, and Catherine Funk. And again, I just think that speaks to healthcare and, you know, sometimes women and the compassion and everything that, you know, goes into being part of a hospital. So I thought that was really, really unique and exciting. Just one other thing that we just celebrated in March was the first, or not really the first, but the 100th baby, meaning that March 9th of 1922, our first baby was born. And then March 10th of 2022 was our 100-year baby. So we celebrated that, and it was actually proud parents Mary Lamas Funk and Jared Colvin. They had a little baby boy, Tristan Webster Colvin. And what we did is we put together a basket like we typically do for the volunteer services. They always do a first baby of the year. And we put together a basket to give to these parents, and it included a baby blanket and a photo album and a couple of articles about the first baby that was born at Wayne Healthcare in 1922.
Wow. And I think I don't remember who it was. I talked with somebody about that, what that must have been like, how cool that must have been, but also probably not an easy process when that first baby was born, because obviously, you know, there was nothing close to what is available now as far as technology care and so forth for a baby. But still, I'm sure that, you know, when the hospital opened, that it was a great relief and just had to have a huge impact on the community to know that there was at least a hospital in town. So nobody, you know, you wouldn't have to drive to Dayton or Richmond or someplace else.
I think so.
So that's pretty cool to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the first baby being born there. And you talked about the women who were in charge. And that's one thing I noticed too on the outline that was shared with me about, you know, what you were going to discuss. And that's pretty cool, because I think back then I'd be curious to know what kind of process they went through to decide that. I mean, my feeling probably is that it was a no-brainer. Those were probably easy choices to make based on the knowledge that those ladies had and their experience of taking care of people.
I think you're right. I mean, it's always a difficult decision, I think, to, you know, have leaders of any hospital, but you know, these women absolutely must have shown some extraordinary skill sets and care, and they were the drivers that continued Wayne Healthcare to what it is today.
And I'm sure that they would love to know, see, and you know, how the, you know, hospital's progressed, how it's expanded, and how much technology has advanced and things like that over the years. Because again, you're talking between, you mentioned 1940 and 1969. I mean, they saw, you know, there was progression obviously then in growth, but since then though.
Oh yeah, lots of growth.
Yeah, tremendous since then. And before we take a break, I know there's some interesting other tidbits that you wanted to mention.
Sure.
About those ladies we were just talking about.
Well, you know, the other piece was that, you know, we had a night supervisor, Miss Wanda Ginn, and she actually left to join the armed forces. I just think that's another, you know, huge step in that time frame. And in 1943, in November, this is just really cool, you know, because of financials and that being just such a driving force as well for really any business, you know, the hospital was appraised and the buildings were appraised at a whopping $100,000. Land was $5,000 and the equipment is $25,000. I mean, that's just crazy to think about how that was probably a large sum back then, but now it's kind of peanuts compared to what we've got going on now, which is just another testament to the drive and commitment that Wayne Healthcare has to the community.
And the first of those three women that you mentioned, Christine Evans, was the one who was at the helm of the hospital during that time. Yeah. So I can only imagine that that was probably very good news.
Yes.
When she learned that, how much the hospital building was appraised for and things like that. So, yeah, that is just interesting when you hear about things like that in the past because, yeah, you're right. It's peanuts. It's dropping the bucket compared to the land and the building. And certainly, as we've talked in the past few months, just about the expansion of the building and services that have gone on as well. We're going to go ahead and take a break here. And then when we come back, I know a couple of main things you want to talk about is Volunteer Week that is coming up next week. And then, as you mentioned, a big celebration in May. So we'll cover those on Community Ties right here next on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR. The